You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Okay, so tonight, as Steve said, this is our last class on our mini Practice in the Way series that we've been doing on prayer. And last week we were talking about listening prayer. So what I'd like you to do is just to spend a couple of minutes with the person next to you, and you can discuss all three of these questions if you want to, or if one stands out to you, please feel free to do that. So what was your experience trying to listen more within your prayer times this past week? Did you sense God saying anything to you within your prayer when you made that space? And as you sat with God, did the Spirit convict you of things? Did he try to comfort you in any area of your life? Okay, so you can discuss one or all three or two. It's entirely up to you. So we'll do this for about 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, good. Great hearing all the different discussions happening. Keep up with this. I know that maybe for some of us, we've been doing this for a long time, and maybe for others, this is a new practice to deepen our relationship and connection with God. But it's very powerful. You know, God wants to communicate with us through his Spirit. He wants to talk to us and guide us and help us. So I think we just need to, you know, learn how to carry out this practice and create space. One of the brothers last week was sharing how even just simply when he's driving, instead of turning on the radio in the car, he'll just drive in silence. And that's powerful. That one small adjustment can have a huge impact, you know, on our spiritual well-being. So keep going with that. So today, the last session was going to be on being with God. So I had a look at the video. It's very good. I recommend you can find this on YouTube. So if you type in the prayer practice, being with God, number 4, you can watch this yourself. It's a very, very good video and some good practice. But there was one thing that John Mark Comer spoke about, and he used this scripture in 2 Corinthians that kind of I thought would be really good for us to focus on for tonight's session. And it fits in very well with what we covered last week. So last week we spoke about how prayer has many, many benefits, but the idea is that it's to be able to engage with God on a deeper level. And what John Mark Comer spoke about was prayer is an opportunity for us to be transformed by God, by his Spirit, by his word, and bringing all of those aspects together in a relationship with God. And this is the scripture that he referenced and that he spoke about. He said, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." And so in this passage, we see this word here, contemplate. And we might think that actually we are to have time in our prayer lives perhaps to meditate or to contemplate and think about the characteristics of God. And that's certainly part of what this means. But it also means that we, in the world around us, through our times with God, through the Holy Spirit being at work within us, should be reflecting back Jesus to the world around us. Now, a mirror can only reflect what it's receiving. And in the same way, we can only reflect what we are beholding from our relationship with God. Does that make sense? Yeah. So the more that we absorb God in our walk with him, the more that we spend time with him, the more that we deepen our connection with God, then the more we will reflect God back into the world around us. The more that our interactions, that people will be like, "Who are you? I haven't seen anybody interact or respond in that way. How is it that you're able to stay so calm at work?" And it can be like, this is because of God, because I'm reflecting back my relationship with him. And so it's a beautiful concept that I think Paul is trying to get us to understand. And there's so many things that we can do as spiritual disciplines that will help transform our relationship with God so that God can use us to transform the world around us. So prayer, in this sense, is deeply missional because we're getting to shine, as Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." But of course, it's his light that is shining within us. And so there are many disciplines, you know, that we do as Christians. And here are 7 that I think really do shape who we are, that change who we are so that we truly can shine within the world. And prayer, as you can see, is absolutely one of them. I was listening to something today and John Piper was talking about how that verse in Corinthians refers to when we read the Bible, we reflect that on the world around us. But of course, we've got to be willing to put it into practice. And so all of these things are incredible disciplines that we can use to share God indirectly with the world around us. So what I'd like you to do to begin with is just think about for a moment, how has prayer already transformed you, your character, your nature, things that you believe, postures that you have? And just very quickly, just talk and with the person next to you, just for a few seconds, how has prayer already transformed and changed you to become more like Christ, to become more like God, to become a reflection of God? Okay. So the truth is that I'm sure that all of us have had something that we could share, but the journey's not over yet. But sometimes we need to learn perhaps deeper ways to be able to connect with God through prayer so that we can continue on that path. Remember, he who began good work in you will carry it on to completion. And so I'm loving this series that we've been doing because I think he is truly trying to call us deeper. So how does prayer transform us? So let's have a look. We're going to do a little exercise to begin with, and then you're going to do most of the teaching this evening. Okay? So Philippians 4 verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So remember Vim. So we're going to use that a little bit, but change it to and link it to transformation. Okay? So within this text, let's think about this. So how does prayer form us? What is the vision of God's transformation for us within this text? Okay, so think about it just for a second. I'm not going to get you guys to answer because I don't want anyone to feel bad if it's a different answer to mine. Okay, so I'll just show you what I think, okay, in a second. So how does it form you? What is the vision, the end goal that God has in mind for us as Christians, as disciples of Jesus within this text? Secondly, what is the intention or the heart change that is needed in order for us to get to that point? Because God may have a complete vision for you, but if you're like, no, God, you're not coming near to my heart, then it's not going to happen. So there has to be a change of posture within us. Thirdly, what is the practice that we actually need to do to make it happen, which is called what? What is the M? Means. All right, good. Just checking you're listening. Thank you, Carrie. So, all right, here we go. This is what I think. So how it forms you is that you will just be at peace with no matter what comes your way in life. Just at peace. Everything is just rolls off your back like water off a duck's back. It's like no issues. Bring it on. I don't think I'd like to say that to God, but you get what I'm saying, right? Okay, the heart change, there were two in here. Not to be anxious about anything. You have to intentionally be willing to make that decision in your mind. Recognize the anxiety and decide not to be. Then the heart change here is that your heart will be guarded. You won't be putting up, you know, walls, but you'll be protected. Your heart will be protected, which the practice is simply to pray with thanksgiving for all situations that come in your life. Okay, it's one thing to pray about something that's challenging, but if you're not giving thanks for that thing that is challenging, then you're not allowing God to give you a peace in that area. Okay, that's a difference. Now, here's what you do. So let's take the very first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. So how could that form you? What is God's vision for you having the Lord as him being your shepherd? Okay, does that make sense? Secondly, what heart posture, what intention is that going to take for that to happen within your life? How do you need to be in order for the Lord to be your shepherd? And how can you practice this? What does it mean in practice? How can you practically every day pursue that posture to achieve that God's vision for your life? Does that make sense? Okay, when you do that, so don't worry about this, just for, well, you can do this a little bit, okay? So we're going to spend a couple of minutes thinking about it, then share with the person next to you, and then turn and discuss with your whole group just to see if you're on the same page, okay? Now, once you have done that, I'm going to give you a QR code for one person in your group to input the answers. So one person in your group, if you need Wi-Fi, this is the details. It's actually TA guest, not Temple Akiba, it's TA guest. Okay? When you scan this, you only edit your slide. Don't go into someone else's slide and type in theirs. Okay? So you know which one, and they're all numbered. 1, 2, okay? So you know your group. Anyone have any questions? The verses are when you scan this. So you can scan to look at it if you want to, or I will put them up here. So let's have the one person scan, and then I'll go back to the other slide that has all the verses on. If you are ready to go, you can make a start. Think about it for yourself. Think, pair, share. All right. So thank you guys for doing that. That was awesome. We'll just talk through these as we finish off. We're just after 9, so we're going to finish. Oh, 9, sorry, 8, 9, 8, 17, sorry. Okay, so the Lord is my shepherd. So how this identity, or how this would form you, it would reframe our identity from being kind of individualistic, perhaps, to us having this posture of, I am God's sheep. I'm following Him. Any more you wanted to elaborate on that? That He is who I follow. He is my lead. He is my guide. Surrender. Is that right? Group number one? Anything you want to add? Okay, good. Heart change. So letting God lead us where we need to go instead of focusing on where we want to go. Love that. That's awesome. Number three, what this means. What is number three? It means in practice, obedience and submission to His will. So is this in prayer or and in life?
Yes.
Both? Awesome. That's great. So within prayer, though, it's really wrestling, isn't it, with stuff that you're facing in your life. Do I really believe that God is my shepherd? If things are going tough, if things are hard, am I going to, okay, God, I'm going to be on my own for a little bit and I'll come back and find you when things are better. No, it's in all situations. So yeah, that takes real surrender, doesn't it, to get to that point?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Number two, did you guys? Okay, number two hasn't loaded. It could be me. No, it isn't. All right. So number two, we'll come back to you guys. All right, we'll come back. Okay, Shri would like me to go full screen, so let me go full screen quick. All right, number three. He leads me beside still waters. He restores and refreshes my soul. So how does this form us? That it's, we are wanting to be refreshed by God. Who's group three? Okay. Anything else to add to that first little bit? So that knowing that our refreshment and our restoration truly comes from Him? Yes? Okay. The heart change or the intention is to be still and having peace in all situations. Okay. And the practice is being with Him and walking with Him for that restoration and for that refreshment. Not trying to get it from our own water source, but truly, truly from Him. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Group four. Yeah. I have to update, just refresh it every time. So number one. So He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So how does it form you to be righteous in a way that lifts up His name? Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So being mindful, absolutely, of my actions that I'm doing, do they bring honor to Him? Yeah, love that. A heart change or intention, in order to be led, you have to yield and surrender. Surrender's coming up a lot within this. That I think God's trying to teach us something for sure. And number three, the practice or the means, again, through prayer, being led by His word, absolutely, obeying His word when we read something about that's connected to us. It allows us to follow Him and do what is right, to be led to walk with him. Good. So again, there's an intentionality that must go with this posture. All right, very good. Oh, group five. Would you like to share anything out loud? Or number two, are you guys... Yeah, you have. All right. Okay. So, having this posture of I lack nothing, God makes me lie down in green pastures, means that we'll be formed with having complete security and contentment and confidence in God. Yeah, no matter what happens within our life. Okay, wonderful. The heart change that is needed is one of, again, surrender and complete trust in God. The practice to make time to sit with God each day. Do you think there's part of a sorting out that needs to happen, though? If there is a difficult situation that you're going through, you have to give it up. But I think it's more, yeah, and I think it's an ongoing, like, if he was right there with you, be like, God, what's going on? This is really difficult. And then he would comfort you and guide you in that situation for you to get to that place of peace and surrender. So I think he does want us to work through things with him and not just think, oh, God's got it. No, it's good for us to work through it with God. Okay, thank you guys. That's great. That was worth coming back to. Group five. So would you like to share anything? So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. How does that form us? Having that posture. I think we put that under number two, the intention that it needs. How would going through life, not fearing anything, no matter what comes our way, we don't fear a thing, how would that shape and transform us? What'd you say, sorry?
Confidence.
Confidence. Remember that this was a psalm of what? Psalm of confidence. And this is right in the middle. No matter what we're going through, just completely confident in God. In his goodness, in his mercy, in his kindness, in his grace, no matter what we're facing, even though our heart says, God, what are you doing? We can have that confidence. Thank you. That's great. And what about the means and the practice? How do we come to that point? Walking with God. Yeah. Again, talking with him about it, praying, looking at scripture. Okay. Getting even other people to chime in and give us their thoughts and prayers as we're facing this challenging time. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Group six. Who is group six? So your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So how it forms us, it allows us to live a life of guidance and protection, even with the necessary discipline when something might be not what we want, right? Maybe it's God trying to discipline us in that moment. So it helps us to have a posture of faith, doesn't it? Of no matter what we're facing, we can be faithful. That this could be good for us. This could be a test. Yeah, this could be just what we need, even though we don't want it. Okay, love that. Number two, the heart change that's needed. We must be malleable. We must be humble. We must be entrusting. We have to shift our hearts to be open to being guided and to be led. Very good. Practice seeking guidance and understanding through reading scripture, praying for understanding, even in conflict or confusion, even when it doesn't make sense. Right? So it goes back to Philippians 4. Even in, don't be anxious just because you're going through a hard time. That's not like, you be anxious and pray. It's like, no, don't be anxious. Go to God within your difficult situation. Okay, giving thanks. Okay, thank you, group six. That's great. All right, group seven. Wonderful. So you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So how would this help us if we had this posture? We would know that God is preparing something good for us, and knowing that God constantly provides for us. I love this verse as well, because it's like, even if it seems like your boss is having a go at you or family member, the difficulties, to God, you are a hero. And he's going to make it okay. And he's going to lift you up in due time if we are humble. So God sees that difficult situation that you're facing, and he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Let him. We don't have to fight our battles. He will do it for us. So it's a great posture. So what do we need to do? We have to experience a peace that surpasses all understanding, okay? And trust God in that moment. And we need to have the faith and trust that God will provide for us, but also praying for our enemies. That's great. Thank you for putting that in. Yeah, that's powerful. 8, you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. So how would having this posture form us? It would be meaning that you are covered, you are fulfilled, you are lavished, you are taken care of, just plentiful abundance. I'm not sure what that word is on the second one. Okay, Sheree, would you like to share what that is? Real adulting. Let's go with a heart posture of acceptance. Let's go with that. All right. Okay, and the practice, this is a work of God. We need to accept and be grateful. Okay? Which flows from the covering of God being in his care. So I think that's a bit of number 2 as well, right? Having that heart. And then number 3, the practice of it is, do you think looking for those? And I do think in addition, I think sometimes we can really focus on what is going wrong, what we don't have, what is bad. And I think God wants to remind us, hey, look at all the ways I am lavishing my love on you despite the challenges that you think that you are facing. And like it says in Philippians, after that anxiety prayer that we should do, what does it say we should be thinking about? All that is lovely, that is good, that is noble, that is pure, that is admirable. And I think that's what he's saying is don't lose sight of all the amazing things that God is doing, even in the middle of a difficult situation. So I think it's very faith building. All right, group 9. Who's that? Who's group 9?
Here.
All right, wonderful. Let me update. So surely goodness and mercy will follow me or chase me down all the days of my life. What do we have? So how it forms you allows us to also to be good and merciful to others. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, you can share out of God's goodness to you. Yeah, that's great. It gives us confidence and we can focus on it daily. How can we, can you expand on that a little bit? Like in what sense? Do we look for it or do we, yeah, as a promise? Yeah, love that. That's great. Thank you. All right, last group. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How does it form us? So it means that we can just dwell with God, means to be one and abiding with him no matter what we face in our life, no matter what challenges come our way. This is, as for me and my household, I serve the Lord no matter what is going on. Yeah, so a steadfastness, a heart change to live in complete union with God, humble and trusting and a surrendered heart, and a practice remaining in God's presence, allowing him to guide our thoughts and our actions again through prayer. That's great. Wow. All of that is in Psalm 23. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. That, I think, really is the depth of relationship that is throughout Scripture, of course, that he wants us to enjoy and be fulfilled with him. So my encouragement to you is over the next week is to pray. And even just try to break it down in this way. And if you feel like you can pray through all 10 aspects of Psalm 23 every day, you do that. But maybe you could pray for like one a day can be the real focal point of your prayer each day over the next 10 days and surrender and look for ways that God might be trying to teach you within this particular prayer in a situation within your life. You could do the same with the Lord's Prayer. Because there's so much of this parallels to what Jesus was calling us to pray for. Imagine how this would form you by the end of your 10 days of praying this, with no matter what you are facing. What joy, what confidence, what contentment would you have within your life if this is your prayer posture before God every single day? Truly amazing. And it's there for us to enjoy. We've come to the end, as we said, of this prayer series. If you'd like to read a little bit more on prayer, this is a good book. I have this, Praying Like Monks, Living Like Fools. It's by Tyler Staton. So you could read this. It's an easy book to read, but it's got some really good insights and some good historical narrative as well. And then just to finish today, in your person next to you, just pray something like this. Okay, Father, please help me to engage in deeper transformative prayer. If you want to pray by using scripture, you can. But pray that prayer and just see what God will then do with that. And as I said, and over the next week, try to pray through Psalm 23 in this way that we've just done so today. Okay? All right. And then enjoy a great time of fellowship.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.